And howdy, we're back. We being Speak Up Las Cruces in the persons of Jamie Bronstein and Peter Goodman and our guests, District 33 State Representative Michaela Lara Cadena and her challenger, Ramona Martinez. And welcome, both of you. Glad to have you here. Let me first have you each give the 1 minute, I want to say elevator speech, but I don't know, there's a lot of elevators here. But the 1 minute elevator speech on why we should vote for you and preference to your opponent. And we'll start with Michaela.
Good morning, Peter. I always appreciate being on your show, and especially I'm grateful for the audience of faithful listeners you all have. After I get a moment to appear here, I certainly run into people that offer me feedback and commentary on what they heard or didn't. So yes, I am Michaela Lara Cadena, and I'm honored to be our state representative in House District 33, so here entirely in Doñana County. The district is really the south side of Las Cruces, with homes and neighborhoods and constituents on the west side, and then the historical communities of San Pablo, Tortugas, Vicia, where I was raised and honored to raise my kids, and Ferry Cruz as well after redistricting. So I know we'll have a long show, and I can't wait to get into it. It's real. I am an incumbent, and I appreciate open primaries. I think every primary should be contested so we can move debate and dialogue, and this time we get to get into what this race is really about.
And Ramona.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate you having us both on. So again, my name is Ramona Martinez. I am an attorney, and I have also worked in someone who has spent my career in state government as well. I've worked in criminal defense, child welfare, public accountability, and policy. I've had the ability to see government from different angles, and I've seen how government can work, and I've seen where it can fail. I understand how state agencies work, and I understand how to make a government work for people. I believe that my background has prepared me for this job because I know how to read the details. I know how to ask questions and actually push for follow-up. I have been, like so many others, I have lived the challenges so many people have faced. I was a single mom putting myself through law school, and those challenges and those lived experiences, I think, have prepared me to be able to lead today.
Beyond your qualifications, what do you see as falling short, shortcomings of Representative Cadena's performance as our representative?
So as I am on the campaign trail, what I'm hearing so much today is the top priorities for people in our district are infrastructure, education, infrastructure, and, public safety, health access. I think those priorities are really what matter to people because that's what the basic, what affects our lives every single day. As far as infrastructure, I mean, people are wanting roads, water, utilities. Because those things matter, that's what helps makes grow our communities better. And as far as healthcare access, you know, they want access to providers. They don't want to wait long lines for doctors and specialists and therapy. They want care close to home.
And
thank
what's
you,
your
Peter.
Response
yes.
To that?
I appreciate this. I myself have been very curious about what this campaign is really about. And certainly even hearing what Ms. Martinez offers today, it sounds like she wants to come to the Capitol to do what I've been doing. I wish more legislators had experience in state government. They don't. We both have that. We've both worked, it sounds like, inside state government. I'm certainly someone that brings an independent analysis and has lots of questions to ask. But I've been door knocking a lot, Peter. When I was first honored to run and win in the seat, I knocked at Universe 3 times. This time, I'm on those doors almost every day. That's not what voters are sharing with me. And in fact, overwhelmingly, voters want to talk about Project Jupiter. And when I understand the dynamics in this political race, it's about Project Jupiter. And I'm really curious to hear today about how this race came to be. I've had the opportunity to review campaign finance reports. The Project Jupiter lobbyist, she's sloppy. She's her name's Vanessa Allareed. After filing
you're kind of going off topic.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I asked how do you respond to that.
Yeah.
And you're getting to something I definitely want to ask about. But in terms of infrastructure.
Oh, okay. I thought you were asking where the discrepancies are. Yeah. So the state, while the state prioritizes some dollars for infrastructure, like including the big change that I supported as the vice chair of tax committee to make sure our New Mexico gas tax actually goes back to fixing roads, overwhelmingly in this district, those roads and that kind of infrastructure is the responsibility of local governments. Those are Las Cruces City Council, where the majority of this district resides, and our county commission. So certainly I could ask lots of questions about why those priorities are being pushed differently, but infrastructure in this valley mostly relies on our local governments. And I'm proud at the state level with the state dollars. I was part of moving the gas tax to make sure that when we collect that gas tax, especially today with rising prices, we're putting it back towards roads.
When you say infrastructure, given what she just said about where the responsibility lies, what exactly do you mean in terms of the state?
Well, I mean, government is a partnership with municipalities and local governments. So state resources matter to local governments. And when any capital outlay should be coming back to the districts particularly. I know the people of Tortugas, you know, have need roads, and so does Mesilla. I mean, I've had conversations with different community leaders that is something that they're needing. These dollars are needing to match the dollars that they're already receiving. And so they can't only depend on certain resources. They actually need the state to, you know, step in as well and help out.
I really appreciate that. In the years I've been in office, I've put a lot of capital outlay dollars towards Tortugas. And actually, just door knocking this week, Tortugas will tell you directly, that main road coming through, it's a state road. They don't have a say on what happens there and what plays there, but I funded lights and parks. And Mesilla, that's a whole different story. I love to go there. That's where my family's from. It's where I've raised my kids. This year, the Mesilla mayor was pretty disappointing to residents and myself included. The only capital outlay project they turned in was for an addition to the town hall. Residents themselves have been asking why Mayor Hernandez did not put in requests for streets. But if he doesn't put the request in, I can't fund them. I know they're supporting you, and I know that might be part of the conversation. Commissioner Shaljo Hernandez and his husband, Russell, right? We're in a fight about Jupiter. This all comes back to Jupiter. But this year, constituents asked, did Russell only put in for a town hall because he wanted to somehow catch residents in this situation where they didn't get infrastructure? But I've supported Mesilla every year, roads, sewer lines, otherwise when asked.
Let's talk about Jupiter, because it is obviously a major issue. The governor and some key legislators, as I understand it, rushed through an enabling act at the last moment that people didn't necessarily get a chance to even read, that exempted power plants that don't sell their power from the environment, the Energy Transition Act. And, of course, the county acted in a questionable fashion in approving the project, both in terms of questionable in terms both of procedures and in terms of substance. Let me ask you each first to state your position on that and on how you would regard Project Jupiter if you have to deal with the proponents. I'll start with...
You want me to go first? Thank you. You all know I've had a lot to say about Project Jupiter, including on your show here in person and as a call-in listener. What happened in Santa Fe was a movida of all kinds, right? It was a dirty political move. It was dishonest. We had our New Mexico governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, and key legislators, including Chair Nathan Small and Senator Michael Padilla, Senator Mo Maestas, and others, mislead the rest of us in the legislature with a microgrid amendment with less than 48 hours to go. There was less than a minute of debate on that on the Senate floor. Our dear colleague here, Senator Steinborn, was the only one to ask a question, and they answered with a dishonest response. When it got to the House, we took a concurrence motion vote. It's true. We did not understand what was in that amendment, we did not debate it in any significant way. What that means is now that these so-called microgrids, they're quite macro as we've now come to see, are allowed to show up in our communities and make their own power without having to follow, as you said, the Energy Transition Act. How that plays into this race is everything. The governor was making calls. This county, our county commission, deliberated on a tax break worth billions of dollars for one day with less than 30 days of public notice. And what we know now is even more terrifying. Besides the emissions and the water use, this project is part of Trump's Stargate. This project is for the Department of War to use AI to make decisions about who lives and who dies. I've been a vocal critic about that, and that's where the funding is coming from in this primary.
So, Peter, what I'm not here to do is to tear down every Democrat in this state. I mean, what I think what people and what I've been hearing is, and they're tired of overall the rhetoric and the fighting. People want solutions and they want people to come together. As far as Project Jupiter, you know, I would support any large project that follows our laws, follows our regulations, that considers our water resources, and make sure that the project is sustainable. We sit here. Well,
how does that relate to Jupiter? Because they ain't doing those things.
Well,
I'm sorry. Well, but they're certainly not sustainable.
I mean, I think the part of the issue is that many people aren't operating off of the same facts. I understand that you may have a set of facts, but when I have talked to other people, they have different sets of facts. And I've sat here and I've talked to numerous different folks about that issue. So you're asking for my opinion on it, and and I'm trying to get to that. So if you can let me finish, what I'm trying to say is any of those type of projects needs transparency. And I think what's happened in this particular project is that trust has been broken down, and we need to figure out how to move forward in bringing that trust back. And making sure that, you know, that we are doing responsible economic growth. So that means, you know, again, holding the project accountable, making sure that it is going to be using reclaimed water, making sure that if we have to do water tests for the basins, that we continue to do so. We, again, need to hold the government accountable that everything that they are promising, that they are in fact going to be delivering. And that can be done by pushing for transparency and accountability.
So do you understand that the county commission doesn't have any enforceability? The vote they took on $1 billion tax break has no enforceability.
I kind of want to. Yeah. I think I want to, unless you guys are both okay with
just,
it.
I just want to
stay away from you folks questioning each other.
Okay. I can do that. So, Peter,
Unless you're open to that too,
Peter, I'm here for a forum, and I'm also here to talk about other projects as well. I mean, I don't know how much time. I don't want to turn this into an argument. So usually, when I've come onto a forums with you, you have been very well a good moderator and have maintained. Right. But I think the listeners also want to hear other things other than Project Jupiter, because I will tell you, when I'm knocking on doors and I've knocked over 1,500 doors, that's not what's coming to the forefront. So what they really want to hear is, because people can't pay for gas. That's what they want to hear about. They want jobs, and they want to be able to and they need to be able to pay for the utilities.
They don't want Jupiter jobs.
They do, and those are issues, and I hope we'll get to those. But on Project Jupiter, that is a major issue. And it's a fair question for people who, you know, I've talked to an office holder who was offered a lot of money by Project Jupiter for this person's campaign. And the person said, well, you can't give that much. And they said, we have a lot of friends. So I think it's a fair question whether your friendship with one of the legislators, and everybody was at PVA was running around saying, well, you took a certain amount from
which
a
legislator?
lobbyist for Project Jupiter and oil and gas. Not that great an amount, but I gather she's a longtime friend. But what, you know, what do you want to say about that?
Yeah. So as I've stated to you previously, Peter, when we've talked about this, if you want to look at my opponent's how much money she's gotten from oil and gas, that's probably her number one supporter. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little bit hypocritical.
Well, why do you take so much money from oil and gas, which is tending to pollute as well as help us fund ourselves?
Peter, unfortunately, or for whatever it is, I haven't gotten oil and gas contributions in years because I've been raising questions about treated produced water, and I've been killing the governor's bills on treated produced water. But this cycle, within the last 60 days on these campaign reports, the top contributor for my opponent is Vanessa Allareed, who is the person running hit ads against me, who's running an IE against me, and also contributing to this challenger. Is she a major Jupiter lobbyist?
I don't know what she's talking about. And if she can bring that proof forward, then great.
We could look it up now. Campaign Finance Information System, Secretary of State, your top contributor is Vanessa Allareed.
Not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to talk over each other, so we can either have a respectful dialogue.
Have you not looked at your own reports? She's the top contributor to your campaign.
All right, let's calm down. I went to her about oil and gas because you said it's unfair to ask you about...
I didn't say it was unfair.
Well, hypocritical. You had a word in there somewhere.
Right.
And I really want to try to be neutral. I do have a lot of suspicion about Project Jupiter. So what's your... Are you taking funds from Project Jupiter supporters?
Peter, what I have told you in the past is that I have known Vanessa and Senator Maestas for over 20 years. I've known them when I was in the Young Democrats, when Vanessa was also at that point was at, I believe was executive director of the state party. She has been a friend of mine for over 20 years, but I am friends with a lot of lobbyists who actually have, some of them have donated this time around. What I will tell you is that I have never been a person, and anybody who knows me, to actually, to think that money could buy votes, because that's not the situation. What I care about is the people of Doniana. What I care about is what they're facing today. And again, what they care about is healthcare access. They care about gas prices. They care about whether or not their kids are going to be able to stay in Doniana. They care about money staying in the county.
I'm curious, what effect is a state legislature going to have really on gas prices during a war in Iran?
Sure. I mean, so there are things that we can do potentially is do a short-term gas tax holiday for like that we do like for school supplies. We can do many things to alleviate other issues like helping with rental assistance, not just, you know, the short-term rental assistance that we have now, but really look at other states, how they implement longer-term rental assistance, and then projects who are actually building new projects, we can look at, you know, funding, doing rental assistance for those for affordable housing. So there are different areas that we can work on to make sure that, you know, that we can mediate what we're feeling at the pump.
Jamie?
I was just going to say, it seems like it's a little bit of a conflict to roll back state gas taxes at the same time as talking about lack of infrastructure, since doesn't the gas tax go to that?
So it's not a rollback. It would be a one-time, one-day tax holiday. And, of course, infrastructure and everything would have to be studied to make sure that that could potentially be a solution. But we're looking for potential solutions. But so that is why we need to continue to have dialogues rather than just, you know, not come up with any solutions.
Oil and gas, I think a key problem for our state and everybody in it is you want to basically cut back on use of oil and gas because of the global climate craziness. But they're also a big funder of our education and everything else that we do in the state. How do you balance wanting to regulate them and get rid of them eventually with helping them provide us with funds?
Well, as I've said for years on your show, what is so real to me and what we know, and I think most of your listeners know, is that New Mexico sits above the Permian Basin. That is a basin that we share with Texas. So in years when other legislators have proposed things like banning fracking, the reality I'm facing is understanding that if we aren't the ones to extract those resources, Texas will. We share a basin. I am really proud to have supported regulations.
If their straw is working, and ours isn't.
I've really supported regulations to make sure that while that is part of our economy, to be real, it's what's happening now always sinks me. It's unlawful and immoral that we're fighting a war right now, but that war is bringing increased revenues to New Mexico budget. That makes me sick, but I am proud of the environmental regulations we're putting in places.
So, I mean, we've been talking about this for years, right? I mean, when I started working in government, it's been 20 years now, right, that we continue to talk about how do we diversify the economy and move away from oil and gas. By diversifying the economy, we have to actually attract businesses, other types of businesses. We have to attract other type of projects that will alleviate our reliance on oil and gas. And that's not easy. I mean, when your checkbook is pretty much your primary source is oil and gas, it's going to take, significant changes to diversify the economy. And that means attracting new businesses and attracting new projects that will give other types of sources of resources to the economy.
I'm curious. I don't want to, take time to look anything up, but, we have a caller, and the caller will probably ask a better question than I do. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Hold on just a second. One of our panelists is still putting her headphone on. Okay. Yes, what's your question or comment, sir?
Okay, I had to laugh when Ms. Martinez talked about holding Jupiter, saying that projects like Jupiter are okay as long as they obey our laws, because, Project Jupiter didn't want to obey the Environmental Transition Act, and so they went to the legislature and changed the law. So I'm wondering, just where she would stand on returning Project Jupiter to the Environmental Transition Act, so it has to meet the same kind of carbon reductions that utilities make.
Ms. Martinez.
So I would support that any projects like this, that they make sure that they are sustainable for New Mexico, that they are not wasting water, overusing our water, that they are environmentally favored. And so any type of changes in that direction, I would definitely support.
So specifically with the Energy Transition Act, they, through a little bit of influence, let's say, they got an exception of that. Would you favor removing that exception and requiring them to follow the Energy Transition Act? I think that was his question.
So when you say they, you're talking about Project Jupiter?
Yes. Although it doesn't apply only to them, but yes.
The short answer would be yes, in the sense that if it would make sense to ensure that if it makes sense to do that.
For me, it's a clear yes. I don't know the if the makes sense okay. part. Clear yes.
Okay.
I've moved efforts to do that, and when I win on June 2nd, I will be honored to move that again with Rep. Rubio, Senator Cervantes, and others.
Caller, thanks for the question. I would probably ask you if you had a follow-up question, except that we're short on time. I wish we had had an hour for this. Anyway, thanks for calling.
You guys have a take on the decision to fast track the actual gas pipeline from a year to 14 days?
It's terrifying. It's terrifying. And as many of us have suspected for a long time, that as we know, Oracle is the end tenant for Project Jupiter, it's finally confirmed. The justification for that fast track was national security. The BLM is saying that because Project Jupiter is part of Trump's Stargate, our efforts, our U.S. military efforts to use AI to decide who lives or die, that's what we now know will be moving at Project Jupiter. So besides the emissions, besides the water use, besides the dirty government deals, now we have it written and in front of us that that's what this project is about, and the fight's not over.
No, I don't believe any type of those type of projects should not be fast-tracked. They need to be, again, make sure that they are taking into consideration our environment and, again, making sure that what they are doing is ensuring that the environment and our surroundings are taken into consideration.
I want to go back very briefly to the flare-up we had about funding. She says she's not taken oil and gas funding for years. You say she's taking it. Do I understand you correctly?
I mean, it's as she stated. You know, you can just look up the documents, the reporting
right.
itself.
So we're talking about.
Yes, I'm contending that yes, that she is at this point. So,
and Peter, what I want to wrap with is that there are independent expenditures in New Mexico election law. That means that political money not tied to a candidate can come in and weigh in. So Vanessa Allery, the same person that's her top contributor, has now admitted to sending 4 mail pieces, hit pieces on me during the session, and now they're running an IE that's dishonest and attempting to slander me. So Ramona never has to speak my name because Vanessa and Jupiter are doing the dirty work for her.